Tyler Goodell joins us. And Tyler, as I said, first round pick of Tampa Bay, St. Francis High School. He's a Philly. First round pick in the Rule 5 draft. He's been with the Phillies all year. Tyler, nice to have you with us today.
Hey, Tyler.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. Of course, you and I talked in the dugout. My tape recorder was full. The memory was full, so we couldn't record it. I'm glad to have you on today.
Yeah.
But as it turned out, I'm watching the game, and you became a big part of the game last night. And what a thrill for you. Tell us about setting up that at-bat in the eighth inning, and then, of course, the last at-bat against Casilla. And I'll tell you, I was riveted watching it, I must tell you.
Yeah, you know, going into the game, you never know when you're going to get in. And, you know, we've done a lot of double switches and pinch hitting this year, so I tried to stay ready. And then, you know, when they made the switch in the eighth with the lefty on the mound, I thought they were going to, you know, make a move to the bullpen right away. And then he stayed in the game and for the first three pitches and then mid at bat pitching change. I've never been a part of that, first of all. And then, you know, to get the chance in the ninth inning to, you know, potentially win the game was, you know, awesome. Obviously came up a few inches short, I guess, from tying the game. But it was, you know, it was awesome to play in San Francisco, you know, a place I've been to so many times growing up. And it was a great experience.
So you grew up a Giants fan, Tyler?
Yeah. You know, Barry Bonds, my favorite player growing up. Went to, you know, 5-10 games a year at AT&T probably. So, you know, huge Giants fan growing up.
Fantastic. Hey, I'm a South Bay guy, too. I went to Homestead High right down the road from Mountain View and St. Francis. Who's the best St. Francis Lancer of all time, yourself or Eric Burns?
As of now, Eric Burns, for sure. You know, Daniel Descalso, too, has had a pretty good career for the Cardinals and now the Rockies. But, you know, I'm happy to, you know, represent St. Francis. And there's been a lot of great players to come from there. And, you know, it's fun to see the other guys and what they've accomplished, and hopefully, you know, one day I'll be able to accomplish what they did.
Cool. Well, it's great. 23 years old. Yeah. He's up in the big leagues. And just to give a perspective, last night, Josh Osich threw a couple of balls, and then they yanked him, and Corey Guerin came in and finished the walk. And Tyler, what were you thinking when that happened? And Osich is gone, and here comes Corey Guerin in.
Yeah, I was a little confused, you know. I thought they would make the switch before the at-bat, but I guess they waited until they didn't like what they saw in something, so they, you know, they made the move. It was a weird situation to go mid at bat, walk into the dugout, and look at a different scouting report. So
that's funny.
I mean, you never know what's gonna happen at the field any given day. So you know, you see something new every day.
I love it. Tyler Goodell with us, and the last at bat, as I said, and Pena made a heck of a play to get you.
Yeah.
It was an eyelash play at first. We saw the replay, and clearly the belt had the ball just as you're hitting the bag. But that was a very dramatic moment with 40,000 screaming and your family here. And what goes through your mind as you're at the plate? Can you block everything out?
Yeah, I mean, I tried to. I did notice it when they got the two strikes that, you know, the place was really rocking. So I tried to block out as much as I could. You know, in the heat of the moment, I honestly thought I beat the throw to first.
Well, you gave
looking
the safe
at the replay,
sign.
I guess I was wrong. But
you gave the safe sign as you
hoping.
Went past first. Yeah, you gave the safe sign as you went past first.
Yeah, I was hoping I got in there, but, you know. Apparently, I was a few inches short. So.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I loved it. That was a great moment for you and for everyone to see you and for a kid from here to be in that position and that play. I thought it was pretty exciting. And it, as you say, every day at baseball, you see something else. Tyler, you were a first-round pick of Tampa Bay, and then the Phillies grab you in the Rule 5 draft. And, of course, they're keeping you on the roster. They have to do that to keep you in the big leagues, or they got to return you to Tampa Bay. What did you think when the Phillies grabbed you first?
You know, I was definitely really excited. You know, I was a little surprised the Rays didn't protect me. You know, but at the same time, when I did get picked up in the Rule 5, it was, I mean, you can't ask for a better opportunity. You know, I knew if I played well in camp, I had a good shot to make the team and stick. And you know, things have been going good so far. It's been awesome to be in the big leagues. It's what you dream about. So it's an incredible opportunity, and I'm enjoying every minute of it.
All right, first home run for you, because you got a couple of home runs already. Well, who was the first?
Yeah, it was against Miami off Jose Urena in May. That was awesome. Luckily, got the ball for that, too. Gave it to my family. I mean, anytime hitting a home run in the big, it's unlike anything that I've experienced in my life. So, you know, to have a couple of them under my belt now, hopefully I'll hit a few more. It's awesome.
Well, Tyler, I'm going through your game logs here, and you took one off Lackey. You got a home run off Lackey at Wrigley. And then Marty, his third homer, Max Scherzer, no big deal.
Wow.
How's that? Yeah. Had taken Max Scherzer deep. Yeah. What's that all about?
That's probably my favorite homer, the one off Scherzer. Mm-hmm. You know, he was pitching really well against us, happened to leave a slider up to me, and was able to hit it out. I mean, he's a tremendous pitcher, so for me to, you know, to have a home run off him is, you know, something I'll always remember, for sure.
Beautiful. All right, now your brother is in the big leagues with the Mets, and he's doing beautifully, and tell us about Eric.
Yeah, it's exciting. He was up, you know, all year last year with the Mets, came to camp injured this year, but he didn't break camp. Started in AAA, but now he's back up with the Mets and has been pitching well. And it's you know, it's an exciting time for our family to have both of us in the big leagues. You know, hopefully next time we play the Mets, I'll be able to face them, because I've never faced them at any point in my life. So that would be it'd be awesome to face them for the first time in the big leagues.
Now, what do you think that could be like? You're gonna look them in the eye?
Yeah, I mean, if he throws inside, I'll charge the mound, that's for sure. But
I love it. Very good. Tyler Goodell
with us.
Yeah,
that would be fun.
Local kid, St. Francis High School down in Mountain View, and he's with the Phillies, and he was a big part of last night, let me tell you. Huge part. Tell us a little bit about your dad, because that's part of the story and what he's done and did do at Genentech.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of, if not the smartest guys I know. You know, he's had some tremendous accomplishments in the science world. He's also one of the hardest working guys I know, and I think that made a huge difference on me and my brother. He's known to work, you know, 360 days a year when he was in the lab. You know, for him to instill that work ethic on me and my brother, I think made a huge difference. And you know, he's been great. He's been really supportive, and actually is you know, knows a lot about baseball, so he's been a great help for us, you know, on the mound and in the batter's box.
That's tremendous. Tyler Goodell here, Marty Lurie, Patrick Connor from the Public House. And just last weekend, Marty, Genentech held their annual festival here at AT&T Park. And the great Greg Elliott, who's the head grounds guy, he took his family out there, and they had Pink and Justin Timberlake perform for Genentech. So, I mean, it's a big deal. Tyler, I was reading some material from our good friend Slick Rick Bellison that Marty provided, and it said that your father's big phrase, or I guess he'd say clone or die, well, it sounds like he cloned some great baseball kids, huh?
Yeah, apparently. I get you know, a lot of guys in the locker room are wondering how you know, how a scientist ended up with two sons in the big leagues. But it's pretty funny story. He was, you know, he's a pretty athletic guy. He rock climbed and played college tennis. So it's not too far fetched for us to, you know, to see where we are now.
Well, it's a great story. You're a great kid, and as I said last night, you never know how things are going to turn out, but the 42,000, the 84,000 eyeballs were on you last night, and it was an exciting at-bat, and you handled yourself really well. So I hope to see you again, and it's a pleasure having you on.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Right on, Tyler. Hey, one last question. Pat or Geno's?
Pat's.
Okay.
I haven't been to Geno's yet. Yeah, with Wiz.
Okay, right on, Tyler. Have a good one, my man.
All right, thanks.
All right, you too.
Thank you so much. What a great kid,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.